I've cooked at least 10,000 meals in my lifetime, and I never once raised my hand and volunteered for that job. Today, we're talking about the hats we never chose, the mental load nobody ever named for us, and what we actually can do about it. Welcome to Midlife Unfiltered. I'm Heather England, psychotherapist, certified sex therapist, and someone who left the corporate world and went back to grad school at 49. I'm proof that it's never too late to go after the life you want. This podcast is for women who are done performing, done pretending everything's fine, and ready to have real conversations about identity, about desire, about the life you actually want. I remember being a teenager back in the 70s and watching the role inequity in my parents' marriage play out every single evening. My dad would come home from work and spend the rest of the night on his lazy boy, watching TV, smoking a cigar. Meanwhile, my mom did everything. Does this sound familiar? Her evening looked like this: make dinner, set the table, clean up, do the dishes, fold laundry, take out the trash. And then, and I still think about this, when she was finally ready to sit down at the end of the night, she would get up and bring my dad a bowl of ice cream. And then I'd see my mom pull out her notebook and start planning her to-do list for the next day. She never fully rested. She was always doing something for someone else. And I remember thinking very clearly at maybe 15 years old, I don't want this. I'm not going to live like that. And then guess what? I grew up and did exactly that, except I added a full-time executive level career on top of everything my mother was doing. What the hell was I thinking? And how could I ever escape this idea that I have to always be productive? Because I was raised that way, just like so many of you. Was I even thinking at all about my life? That's the real question, because I wasn't. I was just following the rules, all of the invisible expectations and shoulds that get handed to us as women before we're even old enough to question them. I never once paused to ask what I actually wanted. But that's not just my story. That's our story as women in this society. We never signed up to wear these hats. We never chose them. They were just handed to us, often before we were even too old to object. So I want to name some of them because there's something genuinely really powerful about hearing this list said out loud. Laundry, making the doctor's appointments, taking the kids to appointments, planning birthday parties, buying the gifts, wrapping them, writing thank you notes, cleaning the house, or finding somebody to do it for you, getting a babysitter, figuring out daycare, managing the carpool schedule, always knowing everyone's sizes, preferences, and interests, remembering not just the names of our kids' friends, but also their parents and siblings too, decorating the house for every single holiday, deciding where the family goes on vacation, caring for aging parents, hosting dinners, watching the grandkids, noticing what needs to be done and doing it before anyone else even sees it, being the one who always knows the toilet paper is running low and changes it, knowing exactly where everything is in the house while our partners can't find anything without asking us first. And then at work, when the team needs to plan a celebration or a team building event, who do they turn to? A woman, usually. And it's usually the most capable woman in the room. That's not a reward for being capable. That's a punishment. The list is absolutely mind-blowing and endless. And none of it accounts for what it actually costs us. And here's where I want to slow down, because I think people get this wrong. When we talk about the mental load, the conversation usually focuses on the doing of the tasks. And yes, the doing is, excuse my language, but fucking exhausting. But that's, and by the way, I swear a lot. So I will swear on this podcast because I'm a sex therapist. And I'm sorry, but you cannot be a sex therapist and not say the word fuck. Anyway, let's move on. That's not actually the whole story that the mental load is about the tasks. The bigger issue is who's responsible for them. A lot of partners say, and I hear this in my therapy practice constantly, if you just ask me, I'll help. But that's not the help we need. We need them to actually own the responsibility for the thing, not just assist when they're prompted. Actually own it. So I like to think about it from a project management perspective. A project manager has to think about everything. They have to plan it, schedule it, and either execute it or supervise its execution. Helping out doesn't come close to carrying what a project manager carries. We call this the mental load, and women carry it completely disproportionately in households. And here's what makes it truly maddening. Our partners don't just fail to help, they fail to even notice. We're the CEO of a full-scale operation in our household, and to the people who benefit the most from it, the work simply doesn't exist. They don't even recognize what the mental load is and all of the things that go through our head all the time. They have the luxury of moving through their days without ever having to think about any of it. We are invisibly running everything. No wonder we are so exhausted. And then what happens in many households at the end of the day, after all of it, all of the exhaustion, all of the doing, all of the mental load, we fall into bed. We are completely depleted. And then our husbands reach over because, they're in the mood. And they don't just want sex. They want us to want it so they can feel desired. And they have absolutely no idea that intimacy has become one more demand on us, that they are one more person that needs something from us, that we have been needed by people all day long, and we are just done. I'm a sex therapist. I work with this in my practice constantly, and I want to say this really clearly. Lying there feeling depleted and obligated is not a libido problem. It's not a low desire problem. It's a bandwidth problem. It's a fatigue problem. When we haven't had a single moment to ourselves all day long, when we've been managing everyone else's lives and emotions and needs, our nervous systems are not designed to simply flip a switch at 10 o'clock at night. And that's not dysfunction. That's our bodies telling the truth. And if you're that tired and that exhausted and you still have the list of things running through your head, there's no way you're going to be interested in sex. So I want to take a moment and talk about one of my favorite children's books. And this is one I used to read to my youngest daughter when she was small. And it's the best book. It's called The Piggy Book by somebody named Anthony Brown, and that's Brown with an E. It's a picture book, but it's also a manifesto. It's about a mother with two sons and a husband, and she works full time, and she still does all of the household work while the boys and their dad lounge on the couch after school and work expecting to be served. Sound familiar? And as the story unfolds, it's so fun because pig imagery slowly starts taking over the illustrations. The flowers on the wall become little pig snouts, and the artwork on the wall starts filling with pigs. When I would read this to my daughter, she would have so much fun spotting the pigs as they were starting to show up on each page. And then what happens is one day the boys and their father come home and they find a note on the mantle that simply says, you are pigs. And in that moment in the book, they actually become real pigs. And then what happens is they start to root around the house looking for food. And when the whole place has become an absolute pigsty, the mother comes home finally with her suitcase. The pigs beg her to stay, and she agrees under one condition, that they start pulling their weight. They start doing the dishes. They start helping with all laundry. They start helping cooking. And in the end, she finally has time to do the thing she actually has wanted to do, fix the car. So whether you want to fix a car or read a book in peace or just sit somewhere quietly for 20 minutes without anyone needing anything from you, it matters. The point is the same. We are not too much. We are not selfish for wanting more. We are women who have been running on empty for other people for so long that we stopped considering what we wanted. And we have a voice, and it's time for all of us to start using it. If you're in a relationship, it's really time to have an honest conversation, not about tasks, but about responsibility, about what the mental load is. Tell your partner how you feel. Use the project manager framing if it helps. Make it clear that you don't need help. You need an actual division of responsibility so you're not the one running the entire operation alone. Most secure partners, men and women both, will hear your pain and they'll respond to it. If your partner dismisses or minimizes what you're saying, well, that's important information about your relationship and maybe about some things that are deeper that you need to work on. And I want to say this also. Some of what we carry is circumstance, and some of it is a choice that we keep making every single day. I'm not blaming anyone for the roles that got handed to us by society. I mean, we started wearing these hats because we were handed them at a very young age. But at some point, this wiring becomes a decision. It's actually a choice that we're making. And I'll tell you, the first no is always the hardest, but you have to start somewhere. And we can say no. We're allowed to say no. We can stop being the project manager for everything. And once you say no, the next no becomes a little easier. And whether that no is to doing something around the house or saying no to being on a committee at work or on the school PTA that you really don't want to be part of. We can outsource what doesn't bring us joy also around our house. And that can help a lot to free up some energy and some time. Last year, I hired someone to wash the outside of my windows. And honestly, I felt revolutionary because I had been doing that. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. But I used to wash the outside windows on my house. Like, what a knucklehead. And I was so glad when I finally decided that I'm going to let someone do that. Same thing with mulch. I dragged 110 bags of mulch around my yard last year at the age of 62 and laid mulch. I'm not doing that anymore. It's just not worth it. We have agency, okay? All of us do. And reclaiming it starts with having uncomfortable conversations and deciding how we want life to be different. So here's what I want to leave with you today. Just because we want changes, we aren't ungrateful. We're not lazy. We're not too much. We are women who have been running on empty, serving everyone else's needs for so long that we forgot what it felt like to take care of ourselves. And along the way, we forgot we have a voice. It's time to use it loudly and without apology to anyone that doesn't want to hear it, because we deserve more. We deserve to have the life we really want. We deserve to be able to focus on what it is we want instead of always serving everybody else's wants and needs. Thanks for listening today. If you're in your I don't give a fuck era and you're ready to create a better life, subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, and find me on Substack. Just search A Midlife Reckoning or grab the link in the show notes. I'm Heather Anglin. Until next time, my wish for you is a life that's actually yours. Not what's expected of you, but what you want. Yours. And one more thing that I want to share for both ethical and legal reasons, and that is that everything I share on A Midlife Unfiltered is not intended to be therapy or medical advice. It's for educational purposes only. If you listen to this podcast and it deeply resonates with you and you know there are some things you need to work on to improve your life, I encourage you to seek out counseling or the advice of a medical doctor if you think that is something that would help you to create the best life for yourself. Thanks for understanding.